follow there. When God first spoke to Paul, he told him he would witness for Jesus before kings and rulers. Paul had appealed to Caesar for a fair trial. This caused a problem. He had committed no crime. One day, King Agrippa and his wife Bernice came to visit. He wanted to hear Paul. The next day, Agrippa and his wife Bernice entered the court with great pomp and ceremony.
All right, Paul. You are permitted to speak in your own defense.
I am happy to speak before you, King Agrippa, since you are an expert in the customs of the Jews, and I want you to realize that I grew up in the strict teachings of the Pharisees. But I tracked down and even put to death those who followed Jesus. I left Jerusalem and pursued them to other cities. I was like those who are seeking my life today. I was blind to the prophecies of the Scriptures. I went to Damascus to find more Christians, but just outside the city, a bright light from heaven appeared. We fell to the ground, and a voice said, "Paul, why are you fighting against me?" And I said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he answered, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now go to Damascus. You will be my witness to the Jews and the Gentiles. They will understand why I came and died on the cross, to turn men from Satan's power to the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin by faith in me, your Savior." Then I knew for certain that Jesus had risen from the grave and was in heaven with the Father.
Paul, have you lost your senses? Too much learning has driven you out of your mind.
Oh, most noble Festus, I speak the whole truth. King Agrippa understands what I have said, for these things were not done in secret. O King, do you believe God's messengers, the prophets? I know you do.
Paul, you have almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
I wish that you were not almost, but altogether a Christian, even as I am.
And then King Agrippa left. How sad, almost persuaded, but lost. That trial was not for Paul, but for King Agrippa. What an opportunity he missed. He missed becoming a citizen of heaven and a child of God. All he had to do was to believe in Jesus, God's Son, as his Savior. This story is told so that you will not make the same mistake. Jesus loves you. He died in your place on the cross and rose again. He wants you to take him into your heart as Savior. Ask him to forgive you for all the wrong things you've done. Receive him into your heart today.